I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist, with your daily relationship nugget. If you would like to reach me, you can go to my website at www.soencouragement.org/rn. It was a sad day when my wife told me she was leaving, said Robert. I really thought I would die. I am a Christian and I wondered how God would let this happen to me. It was painful. All kinds of questions went through my mind. I did not have a hint that she was having an affair. Over the 15 years of our marriage, I did my best to love her, satisfy her needs, and spend time with her. Yet, she chose another man over me. This story is real and is similar to many others occurring far too often around us. Divorce is very painful, even separation, when individuals are not sure whether or not to divorce, is painful. Although in our countries around the world, and many of them, the divorce rate is increasing every year, this nugget today is not about the reason people divorce or how to prevent it. This nugget is for the divorced persons themselves who are wounded and alone. This nugget is to provide guidance, hope, and encouragement for those who are separated or going through divorce or have been divorced recently or for years and still cannot find peace. When a person is divorced, he or she feels as though they have been pushed into an ocean where the waters are too deep to swim. They struggle to survive, but are often abandoned or treated coldly by friends and sometimes relatives. Some divorcees will tell you that the church did not help either. Those Christians they thought would surround them with unconditional love and compassion were judgmental, critical, and distant. Isn't that a paradox? Christians say that the church is a hospital for sick people, but they often shoot the sick in their feet. Let's treat our divorced church members, friends, and neighbors, associates better. I hope that this nugget would also help everyone to understand better the pain of divorce and separation and how to treat those individuals. In spite of all the disappointments and pain, a divorced person can have a healthy recovery. Yes, they can. Dr. Tim Whiteman, clinical psychologist, shares key elements that are required for a healthy divorce recovery. Here they are. During and after divorce, most people feel as if they are on an emotional roller coaster, vacillating between desperation to get spouse back, no matter what, and feelings of anger and revolution or revulsion toward the spouse. People who go through divorce are very vulnerable, says Whiteman. In my own counseling practice, I can see the pain, frustration, and vulnerability of many clients' experience when deciding what to do when a partner leaves. This vulnerability, says Whiteman, can make the divorced person prone to other hurts. For example, it is common for divorced persons to feel rejected by family and friends. Others are drawn to anyone who gives them attention and stroke the damaged areas of their lives, says Whiteman. It is also important to note that persons who can have or who have been recently divorced need to be careful about forming new relationships or making any major changes. They need a close relationship with friends or a counselor who will help guard and protect them from making poor choices. When you look at time, let's look at time. When a person gets divorced, he or she actually goes through a grieving process, and grieving takes time. Before getting emotionally entangled, a divorced person needs 2 to 5 years for healing. That's according to research. People typically go through stages of denial, anger, bargaining, and depression. The final stage of acceptance is when they turn to, that they learn to be satisfied with the changes that God has allowed them to experience, and to move forward in a productive new lifestyle. What about the social needs of a divorced person? When someone gets divorced, they often bring to an end many other social relationships. This makes the divorced person very vulnerable to a rebound relationship, says Dr. Whiteman. Thus, they may need friends to help them through the trauma of divorce. Divorced persons should wait at least 2 years before entering a new romantic relationship. The emptiness in one's soul after divorce requires God's healing and completeness apart from a romantic relationship. There it may not be wise, therefore, for a divorced woman or man to share her deep pain with someone else, especially alone in his or her house. Let's look at spiritual needs. Most Christians who go through divorce feel guilty and shame. These feelings, says Whiteman, may be compounded by the reaction of others, and who, in an effect, in effort rather to discourage divorce, are afraid to minister to those who experience this brokenness for fear of appearing to condone divorce. Divorced people need to know that God loves them and forgives them and wants them in His fellowship. So, dear listeners, please, divorced persons are also spiritual persons in the eyes of God. They're just like us. Let's look at the need for forgiveness. If there is one great need too important or so important to divorce, is the need to forgive. It is not only forgiving those who caused them pain, but forgiving others who might have hurt them also. Dr. Whiteman states that most divorced persons blame themselves, so healing includes confessing those mistakes and then accepting the forgiveness that God offers. The divorced person must be reminded that forgiving is more important for him or herself than for the one who has actually caused the pain. While the one who has caused the pain may or may not be aware of the frustration caused, the victim goes engrossed in the unforgiving spirit, cause feelings of sadness, and increasing the chance of getting physically ill. Why? The unforgiving spirit can suppress the immune system of the body, making one susceptible for illnesses. So then, Dr. Whiteman's final step of recovery is this. Following the teachings of Christ, the divorced person is to focus on giving back to others, 2 Corinthians 1, 3-7. Dr. Whiteman stresses this point. Listen carefully. Giving to others too early in the process will only lead to new pain. In the proper time, however, the comfort that has been received from your friends or close ones can give divorced people purpose, meaning, and fulfillment. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.